Report here on Talk Rodeo. Our reports this year brought to you by the Cowboy Roundup. Find out more about this great organization at thecowboyroundup.com. TheCowboyRoundup.com is a place for scholarship opportunities for rodeo athletes from ages 7 to 24. The Cowboy Roundup is a nonprofit group awarding up to 9 scholarships yearly for scholarship winners to use at the rodeo clinic of their choice. The Cowboy Roundup hopes to help build the future of rodeo while still remembering its history. Officers and board members are all part of rodeo and the Western culture and understand the rodeo way of life. To learn more or apply for scholarships, go to TheCowboyRoundup.com. The Cowboy Roundup, preserving rodeo one athlete at a time.
Well, round number 4 was an exciting one at the Thomas and Mack. Let's take a look at how everybody did and go round number 4 at this year's National Finals Rodeo. In the bareback riding, it was a Buffalo Wyoming cowboy, Cole Reiner, with an 89 score on Shoutin' Shoes to win his first go-round and keep him in a shot for the average and the world title.
That's one of Wade Sankey's horses, and he takes great care of me and has all year. I've been able to capitalize big wins on his horses, and we changed things up, put a bronc riding halter on that horse tonight, and it made a world of difference, and that was one of her best rip-offs of her career, and really happy to be part of that.
Steer Wrestling saw Hunter Cure take his second go-round win with a 3-4.
Knew that steer handled exceptional. I felt like I broke it, honestly, so because I was on top of him, the only difference in his run and mine was distance in the arena, which made mine faster.
In the team roping, it was the Terrell, Texas, and Pueblo, Colorado team of Tyler Wade and Trey Yates, best in the field, with a fast run of 3.9.
No, it was a good steer. I knew he handled good, so I was going to give Trey a shot to throw fast, and he did, and cleaned it up, come together.
Zeke Thurston had a great draw tonight, the horse they call Heaven on Earth. He knew the horse, and 88.5 was the final results to win go round number 4.
Well, it was on red, figured they all got to get rode at some point, so why not be the guy? Yeah, really big, strong step. That horse bucked hard, and you know, I got a good spur out and got ahead of her, and I just trying to fling him, and luckily it stayed on.
Tie down roping, he was the first out and set the pace. The gunner himself, Marty Yates, with a 7-4 to win his first go round at this year's NFR.
No, it was great tonight. Horse worked good, got a good start, and had a really good calf, and that always helps. That's most of the battle. You know, just gonna try to stay positive and keep going at him each night.
Weatherford, Texas, WPRA barrel racer Emily Beisel, 13-60. Her and Chongo were firing on all cylinders tonight.
I mean, it's amazing. Anytime you get to come down here and see you guys is always a huge blessing. You know, it's tough. The barrel racing is my horse is, I mean, I'm his voice. He deserves this interview more than I do for sure, but so thankful for him. He has been working so good for me. I couldn't ask Ryan harder.
And Stetson Wright wowed the crowd as he was matched up against the bull they call Belly Dump for a 92 score and another go-round win for the world champion.
Really good bull, Salt Rivers. He blew up out of there and kind of had me rock back because he blew up so high, and I just kind of kept trying to fight it, and he kind of leveled out, and then he picked back up and then scooted out from under me. There was a lot going on, but I just had to keep gritting my teeth and getting it done.
Well, we hit the halfway point coming up on Monday night, and I'll keep you updated on the winners from go-round number 5 right here on Talk Rodeo. Our show brought to you this year by the fine folks at the Cowboy Roundup. So from Las Vegas, this is Derek Barton saying BBFN. Bye-bye for now.